Welcome back inside our locker room chats here on FM 103.9 at KNZA. Johnny came back with you. It's now time to talk about the boys basketball with head coach Scott Berger. And, well, for the Sabat the boys, a tough one on Friday, a 48-36 loss to Royal Valley, one of the top-ranked teams in the state in Class 3A, but bounced back on Tuesday night with a solid 62-49 win at Hiawatha. So, coach, kind of two up-and-down games these last couple of games. Just what have been your thoughts?
Royal Valley's very good. They are number two ranking and deservedly so. They're very talented, and I thought we played well. I thought we played hard. It's just their size and athleticism. If you're not shooting real well, it's just hard to compete with them. So I still feel like though we improved that game, and like I told our kids, we're not going to face anybody any better or bigger than them. So that even though we lost, I thought we improved, and last night was a good game for us. Hiawatha has a nice team, and you know they had us down by 8 in the third quarter, and we kind of threw a different defense at them with some tall guys on the front and made some free throws down the stretch, and you know, came away with a good victory.
Yeah, how big was that for you from a confidence standpoint, just the way your guys responded? Because they had two tough losses in a row against Nemaha Central and Royal Valley, but they bounced back in such a big way at Hiawatha, which is always a really tough place to go in and win. So how big was that for you to see, just from a confidence standpoint, the way your guys bounced back?
We talked earlier before the game, and you can't make up your schedule. And like I told him, I said, we had Nemaha and Royal Valley last week, and you know they're both ranked in the top six in state, and they were both great teams, but I felt like we were a better team after playing those two games, even though we lost. And so you know, we talked about our goal is just to get better every practice and every game, and I wasn't concerned about losing those two games because I felt like we were a better team. And and you know, last night was a good game for us because Hiawatha is very quick, and they presented maybe some problems that we haven't faced in the past. And, you know, we had to make some adjustments that we've never done before, and our kids responded. And so, you know, we got kids that work hard and battle hard, and it's just been a fun group to work with.
So now you look ahead here to Friday. You've got Perry LeCompton on the road before playing in the Burlington Invitational coming up here in the next week or so. So now heading into this game on Friday, Coach, what do you look at here in this matchup?
Same thing. They're similar as far as Hiawatha, athletic. They take it at you. You know, they've got a nice team with a couple really good players. Perry always seems to have a couple guys that can really shoot. And so it'll be a challenge for us defensively to control that. But, you know, I'm more concerned probably for us improving our game and doing what we do well. And if we can do that, I feel like we can be in every game. And, and we need that. We need a good game there just to get us ready for Burlington, because Burlington's going to be a tough tournament. It just always has a lot of big schools, and, you know, it presents another challenge for us.
Well, Coach, you're good with that. Congratulations again on that win over Hiawatha from Tuesday night, and thank you so much, as always, for taking the time. We certainly appreciate it. Good luck on Friday.
Hey, thanks, Johnny.
All right, Coach, thank you. Scott Berger, head coach of the Sabat the Boys, joining us on our locker room chats here on FM 103.9 KNZA.